picked up a win over the Salem Lady Tigers, and they keep their undefeated SCA record intact. So, boy, I tell you what, Thursday night is a huge game.
We're set up for a dandy, aren't we?
Boys, ladies and gentlemen out there listening, you got to come out Thursday night. Weather permitting, if it's not played Thursday, it will be played Saturday. But you've got to make yourself come out and support these two teams, you know, the Lady Eagles. And the boys have a chance for a share if they can get the win as well. I mean,
huge implications.
Huge game.
Yeah. I mean, it's the biggest conference games of the year. The last one's going to decide. Decide the winners.
All right. Your starters for Salem, Lincoln Thomas, Luke Pryor, Brody Ray, Braden Gatch, and Gavin Sapal for Liberties, the usual suspects. Toon, Reese, Mays, Wells. Liberty in the road reds, trimmed out navy blue. Salem in the white uniforms, trimmed out in the powder blue. Salem boys, 10-3 on the year. Liberty Eagles, 16-8. Out at center court, Gavin Sapal. He's their man. He has met with Drayton Wells. Salem's got, well, they always have a good pep crowd here. Liberty wins the toss. Alex Toon out top. He's going to be guarded by Thomas. 3-on-3 is what it is. Alex Toon hands it off to Parker. Parker top of the key. Looks to make a move. Spins. Skips it into the corner. Mays wide open. 3 goes up. No good. And the rebound taken by Liberty. That's Alex Toon with the rebound. Liberty will reset. Toon finds a lane. Drives. Kicks it out. Mays passes on that 3. Gets it to Parker Toon. Parker Toon with the 3. No good. Rebound taken by Ray. He goes all the way down. Shot put up. No good. Sapal with the rebound. He goes up. No good. Well, gets the rebound. Other direction. Gavin Reese. Parker Toon. Parker Toon goes up, his shot partially blocked, out of bounds. It'll stay with Liberty on the baseline. Alex Toon to toss it in. He's got Mays out. Mays to Parker. Parker skips it to Alex. Alex for 3.
Ooh.
Good. .55 to go in the first. 3-0 Liberty. Out top, Braden Gatch. Gatch finds Thomas. Thomas goes into the corner. Sapal now sets up. Low block. Sets screen. Goes up. No good. Wells with the rebound. Liberty takes it the other direction. Reese has it knocked away, but is able to gather it up. Mays gets it. Mays finds Parker Toon. Parker Toon brings it off to Alex Toon. Alex Toon picked up by Thomas. High post, backdoor cut, Parker Toon, layup, good.
Nice little
that was
in
nice.
And out right there. Little give and go.
5-0 Liberty. Salem at the other end. Thomas catches. He'll go high post to Pryor. Pryor makes a move, drives, shot blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Salem. Salem on the baseline. Tossing it in, Braden Gatch. Here's a 3 from the corner. That's off the mark. No good. Rebound taken by Gavin Reese. Parker Toon catches. Parker Toon with some room to work. Pitches it to Wells. Wells to Mays. Mays on the baseline to Parker. Parker goes up, gives it off to Wells. Wells' shot is blocked. And here's the Tigers. Tigers at the other end. Starts out top with Ray. They'll go high post to Pryor. Throwing it underneath to Sapal. It is a turnover.
Kind of a little delay on what he was going to call there. I was,
yep. Here's the pressure in the court. Alex Toon gets it to Reese. Reese to Wells. Wells on the baseline.
Ooh,
like to get it. Yeah.
Catch it in the short corner. Power dribble and push it.
Yep. Alex Toon's going to go up. Scoop shot. No good. And the rebound's going to be taken by Salem. Thomas pulls it down. Brings it across the timeline. Gets it to Saypaul. Saypaul goes up and in for two. And that's what he can do.
Yeah, he's working on Drayton. You know, Drayton's drew that matchup. And
Parker Toon catches. Drayton Wells, oh, again, throws it away. Drayton, son, attack, buddy. Thomas takes it the other direction. Here's a three from the corner. Rims out. Saypaul with the rebound. The putback goes up. No good. Gets another rebound and puts it in. Two offensive rebounds. Gavin Saypaul now with 4 points. It's a one-point ball game. Parker Toon travels.
5-4 here.
And see, you know, another thing, when Wells is catching that, who's on him?
Yeah,
Saypaul. Attacking. Maybe, you know, get him in
foul trouble.
Yeah.
5-4, Liberty lead, 4:20.
Don't be scared. If you're scared of making a mistake, you're going to make one. All right, post. Caught, now give inside. Block shot. Nah, I hate that.
That's a terrible call.
Horrible. You got an official right there, and that's what Coach Harrell is saying, is like, he's over here and makes the call.
Yeah, I plumb across the floor.
Yeah.
It's on the opposite block. Right in front of the other official.
Right. I mean, literally right in front of the other official. That first one by Gavin Saypaul is good. It is what it is, and it's a foul on Wells. Second one is up, no good. Reese gets the rebound, turns it over. Inside, floater goes up. Oh, he cuts the net. 2 points, though, for Fryer. Salem with the lead. Reese gets it to Mays. And Mays on Saypaul turns it over.
You're seeing the defensive pressure here by Salem giving Liberty fit.
Well, right now I'm seeing Wells and Mays are just undecided.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting the ball one-on-one, and they're not thinking.
They're not attacking.
They're not attacking. They're like, I got to get rid of it when they need to, you know, make a move. Here's a drive by Salem. Spin, a kick out. At the wing, high post, Saypaul. Saypaul spins, goes up, two more. He's got 7 quick points, and it's a 9-5 ball game. And Liberty turns it over again. And inside, shot goes up, and a bucket, and a foul. That's going to be on Reese. Liberty hit with the press again, waiting on it instead of attacking it. Brayton with the old-fashioned three for Salem, and it's a 12-5 ball game. Salem with the substitution checking in, Roy Stevens. And now we got a foul. That's going to be on Stevens. That's his first.
I have a flashback to the Mountain Grove game.
Well, and that's what I was saying. You know, Liberty struggles with the team that's going to be physical with them and try and manhandle them because, again, they're undecided of what they want to do. Another Liberty turnover. That's 5 here in the first. 12-5. Drive inside. Shot goes up. It's blocked. Picked up by Parker Toon. Parker Toon, he turns it over, trying to get it down the floor. Salem comes the other direction. And a blocking foul. That's going to be called on Liberty. Is that going to be 2 on Wells? It is.
They got Gavin.
Oh, they got Gavin.
Yeah.
Well, it's 2 on Gavin then. At the line is Braden Gatch, and he misses the first one, but he'll get another. Checking in, number 15, Caden Moody. See, now you're giving your opponent, they got momentum now. Feel that. You know, all right.
You put some blood in the water now.
Yeah. Liberty again with the press, hesitant. Now go. Just go. Get to the middle floor. There you go. Get it across. Parker Toon catches, gives it back to Alex. Alex off to Reese. Reese, high post to Wells. Wells feeds it to Parker. Parker goes up, shoots, scores, and he's fouled. Chance for an old-fashioned three.
That's going to get Roy Stevens on his second.
Yes, it is. 13-7 is the score. Salem, 2:20 to go here in the first. And the old-fashioned three is good. 6 points for Parker, too. 13-8. 2:15 to go in the first. Out top for the Salem Tigers, Gatch. He'll peel it off to Thomas. Inside, shot put up no good. Rebound, Tigers. There's the second foul on Drayton Wells.
Yeah, Salem is just attacking the big man right now.
Yeah. That's going to get Landon Hines into the ballgame. First free throw is good for Luke Pryor. Wells goes to the bench with two fouls with 2:05 to go in the first. Lane violation. That free throw will not count. 14-8, Salem. Parker Toon. Alex Toon. Off to Reese. Braden Mays. Back to Reese. Alex Toon to Reese. Alex Toon catches again. High post. Parker. Parker back out to Alex. Off to Gavin for three. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound, Saipal. Saipal to Lincoln Thomas. Thomas works over towards the Liberty bench. Brings it off to Gatch. Working against Mays. Gets it off to Ray. Jumper goes up, no good. Tipped, and
Saipal
with Saipal. And offensive board.
Yeah, number 23, Braden Gatch.
And
they're going to get Saipal on the fast break block there. It's going to say you got him with the body. So you got Parker Toon going back to the line for two.
That's Saipal's first. 1:14 on the clock, and the first one is good. You know, to me, that's been the biggest boogaboo of this Liberty team. They're not physical.
Right. And when they play a team that is physical, and we're seeing it right now,
they kind of go into a shell.
They kind of hesitate in the backcourt, and then they're trying to run their offense from between, from the volleyball line.
Yeah.
From the volleyball line behind
Liberty. Hines gets the takeaway. Parker Toon. Oh, what a move by Parker Toon. What a move. That was a really cool step fake and through. 16-12, 4-point ball game, 45 seconds to go in the first. Salem with the lead and the basketball. A drive, a loose ball, and it's going to be Liberty comes up with it. Out of bounds, Liberty basketball. Liberty gets the steal. That's just Salem's third turnover.
Yeah, so I got them for three turnovers.
34 seconds to go. Again, see, Liberty's so hesitant to get it and go. Reese looks to take it into the corner. Mays for three off the rim, no good. And the rebound's going to be pulled down by Luke Pryor. It's okay, Braden. You got that shot. You're going to have to take it. Maybe try a dribble drive. Pull that defense and, you know, dish it off to a wide-open player. Double team underneath. Loose basketball. Last touch by Liberty. Salem will keep possession with 4.2 seconds to go in the first, the 16-12 ball game. Salem. They'll bring it out top. Now into the corner. Here's a three. And it's good. Braden Gatch. He's got 6, 7, 8, 9 points. Of the 19 for the Salem Tigers. 19-12 after one. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
It's a new day, a new year. considering a new home? If you're dreaming of a new home in 2025, I'm Teresa Gelkin, and I am here to serve your financial needs. At USA Mortgage Mountain View, your dreams quickly become reality. Give me a call today. USA Mortgage Mountain View, the home of possibility.
NMLS 468-546. NMLS 218-0321. Company NMLS 227-262. Equal housing lender. Not a commitment to lend. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
All right, welcome back. 19-12 is your score. Salem with the lead. Brian Thompson's got three quarters of availability tonight.
He's got four.
He's got four.
He played two quarters of the JV game.
Salem with the basketball. Thomas starts. Thomas off to Gatch. Inside, save. Oh. Easy bucket.
Wide open.
Yeah, well, he was matched up with Alex Thune, and that's just not going to fare very well.
Oh, no. Back forth.
Unaware of where you're at. Liberty turns it over. Boy, the pressure
is just, yeah, we're just completely flustered right now.
Yeah. So, you know, Friday night, you know what they're going to do.
Absolutely. They're going to take that volume knob and just turn it up to 10.
Back inside, safe ball. Bucket and the foul.
They're going to get Hines for the reach in.
Safe Gavin, safe ball. 11 points here in the first half. 23-12. Safe ball is going to, could double up Liberty right here at the free throw line. And he does not. Reese gets the rebound. Gets it to Parker Thune. Parker Thune's going to go right to the rim. Shoot and score. 23-14, Salem. Thomas out top with the basketball. He's high post to Pryor. Back to save ball. Two more. Again, the hesitation. Reese gets it across, finds Alex Thune, who's going to shoot and hit the three. That's his second. He's got six, 25-17. Just under 7 minutes to go in half. Tigers with the basketball and the lead. Right back to Saipal. Now Gavin Reese on him. Again, Saipal's a big body. You know, he's, what, 6'2", 6'3"?
Yeah, and he's very physical.
Yeah. Out Mays with pressure out top. Now Alex will rotate over. Salem will give it up to Caden Moody at the free throw line. Splits a couple defenders. 2 points for Luke Pryor. Salem is just going to attack the paint. 27-17. Salem by 10. Alex Thune. Parker Thune. Alex Thune, a deep three. That's going to be off the mark, out of bounds. Salem basketball. .608 to go. Liberty now is going to extend their defense.
27-17 is the score.
Thomas catches. Goes up, blocks. Stays with Salem. Wells with the block.
His fourth block already in this first half.
Problem with that is he's got two fouls. Salem's going to use the timeout. With 5:58 on the clock, 10-point advantage.
Like a 30 seconds.
Yeah, 30 seconds. We're back. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank. Proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Are you shopping for a new vehicle side by
to go in the second? 27-17 Salem, and it will be Salem basketball. Tossing it in, Gatch brings it out top. Back to Gatch. He's going to shoot the three. Off the rim, no good. Parker Toon with the rebound. Parker Toon to Alex Toon. Alex Toon goes up with the floater. Good.
Good, Alex.
27-19. Salem. Thomas. Back to Gatch. Off to Moody.
Moody's went into a man-to-man here.
Inside, they get it. Blocked. Out of bounds. Safe ball gets it. Salem basketball on their own baseline. Out top. Three ball. Good for Lincoln Thomas. Reese. Alex Toon. Turnover. Salem. Up and in. Misses the chipper. Parker Toon with the rebound. Parker's going to be fouled. And Lincoln Thomas is like, how did I miss that?
You're going to get Caden Moody on that foul.
Boy, Liberty dodged one right
there.
They
sure did.
30-19, Salem. Reese, double team. There you go. Finds Mays. Oh, I'd like to see Mays attack. He's got numbers. Here's a three. It goes up. No good. Tipped out of bounds. And it'll be Salem basketball. You know, you're one-on-one. At one point, you're going to have to go.
I mean, you're going to have to attack it.
Because I don't think they're expecting it. They're attacking passing lanes. When Liberty gets it to Wells or Mays, they're just attacking the passing lane from that point on because there's no fear. There's a steal by Parker Toon. He goes up off the glass for two more. 9-point ball game. 30-21, 4:30 to go in the half. Salem again with the advantage and the basketball. Tips out of bounds. It'll stay with Salem. Alex Toon got a piece of it. Salem Tigers got a tie shoe. Quite a knot there.
Sure is.
All right. Salem Tiger basketball. They're going to toss it in at the end of the Liberty bench. They bring it in to Brody Ray. Shot up and in.
Nice little floater there off the baseline.
That prior, number 10?
Number 23.
Liberty turns it over again.
Gatch.
Yeah, Gatch. And a checking foul. That's going to be on Alex Toon, I believe. Yes. Yes, heavily guard-oriented Liberty is. A physical press just destroys them.
Yeah.
Salem with the basketball. Back to the wing. Catch. Peels it off to Pryor. Prior to Saipal. Saipal, reverse layup.
That's a way to use the rim as a shield.
There's a foul. That's going to be on Brody Ray, his first. Gavin did a good job that time. Get the ball in the middle floor and you just
go with it.
Well, the defenders, you know, it's kind of a box press, so you go between them, and if they try to close it off, you're gonna be fouled. Mays out top catches into the corner to Parker Toon. Parker Toon skips it out to Alex, back off to Mays. Mays brings it right back to Alex. Mays catches. He's backing up to the volleyball line. Parker feeds it inside to Wells. Here's a deep three by Mays. Wow. He was way back there. And it's going to be Salem basketball. Thomas brings it out top. Hayes with the defense on catch. Here's a three by Thomas. It's good. Lincoln Thomas with his second three. 37-21. Reese splits the defenders. Gets it to May. And they're going to call a charge.
It's going to be Reese's third.
So Hines checks in for Reese.
We're going to get a
full timeout.
60-second out.
37-21, 2:45 to go in the first, and it's been all Salem. You're listening. Eagle basketball on the Fox.
Are you shopping for a new vehicle, side-by-side camper or motorcycle? Give Able Insurance a call for coverage. How about your current insurance? Have you got a new quote lately? Able Insurance has so many companies to choose from, so they are able to save you money. For your home, farm, business, auto, and recreational vehicles, we are able to serve, and able to save you money. Give Able Insurance a call today at 934-0128 or stop by 507 North Elm in Mountain View.
Those trees in your yard, do they hang over the house? What if we have a major ice storm this winter? It could snap those limbs off and send it right through your roof. Give Casey's Tree Service a call today and protect your home. They will remove the limbs or the whole tree.
Hi, it's Casey. Give me a call today for your free estimate.
Casey's Tree Service, taking care of your family tree. Call 417-247-1180.
All right, Tyler, 37-21, and the team with the lead has the basketball. It's not the Liberty Eagles. Gatch goes eye post to Saypaul. Saypaul goes up, shoots, no good. Gets his own rebound, goes up, no good. And Wells pulls it in. Three put up, no good. Wells with the rebound. Kick out. Alex Toon with a three. That's no good. Salem out top. Going to pull up for a three. Good. Braden Gatch, his second three. Had one in the first, now one here in the second. He's got 14 points. And it's a 19-point Salem Tiger.
That's close to that point.
It sure was.
Parker gets it back, gives it to Alex. Man-to-man by the Salem Tigers, and it is given Liberty. Oh, now they've kind of fallen back into a zone. They're oppressed to the man-to-man, and then they slide into a 2-3 zone. Mays almost turns it over. Parker's able to gather it up, takes it, throws it up off the glass, and in for two. Parker Toon with two more. Toon with 15 points. Salem from the free throw line. Jumper good. 42-23. Landon Hines. Alex Toon. And Liberty turns it over again. That's their 10th turnover. You gotta have the will. You gotta want the ball.
Right.
You know, you really gotta want it, not hoping that it doesn't come to you. Lincoln Thomas goes high post, Saypaul to the wing, shot up, no good, tip basketball, and Salem comes up with it. They feed it back inside, and two more for Gavin Saypaul. Liberty has zero answer for Saypaul, and that's allowing them to do a lot of other things. Parker Toon drives it in. He's fouled. That's going to be on number 10, Luke Pryor. Parker Toon will shoot two. 44-23, 21-point advantage as we head to the halftime for the Salem Tigers. I mean, Salem has pulled Liberty's basketball shorts down and just spanked their little tail end here in this first half.
They have. Biggest difference right now is shot selection. I mean, you know, Salem, they were 4-6 from the three line.
Yeah. Well, Liberty's just not dealing with the pressure at all.
No, they're not.
They're just forcing second free throw's good. They're just crumbling under the pressure of the Salem Tigers. I mean, 10 turnovers in the first half for Liberty.
Yeah.
20-point ball game. 28 seconds to go. Salem up by 20. They're going to spread it out. Stay Paul on the bench. Protect him. 20-point lead. You can do that. Out top, Parker Toon with pressure on Gaps. Alex Toon, ooh, there's a foul, and that's two on Alex. And team foul number four. 10 seconds to go. Salem. It's to Thomas. Thomas. Now they go inside. Tip out of bounds. Salem basketball. 2 seconds to go. Salem tosses it in. A three hits the rim, and that's the end of the half. And Salem whooping up on the Liberty Eagles. 44-24. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Go through first half stats. You're listening. Eagle basketball on the Fox. 96.9.
96.9, the Fox.
The Bank of Birch Tree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
Shopping for car insurance is confusing. Holy cow.
Great. Now we have a cow in our kitchen. Why did you say that?
Because I don't know what coverage to choose.
So just say the State Farm jingle. A State Farm agent can go over all your options with you and help choose coverage that meets your needs. Dude, cow, could you move?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby, State Farm is there.
In West Plains and in Houston.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Headed home from the game? The Anchor is open. Going to and from work, into the woods for a hunting trip, or the river, or the lake? The Anchor is open. So no matter when you are on the go, the only locally owned convenience store in town, The Anchor, is open. A great food selection, snacks, drinks, fuel, and more is waiting for you. So when you're on the go, no matter what time that is, The Anchor is here for you. Highway 60, Mountain View. The Anchor.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
All right, welcome back. Salem leads Liberty by 20, 44-24 at the half. Lincoln Thomas for the Tigers, 6. Luke Pryor was 7. Braden Gatch with 14. Gavin Sapal was 17. Salem scored 19 in the first, 25 in the second. They've turned the basketball over 3 times, and they've out-rebounded Liberty 19-6. 19-6 in the first half. Salem's got 10 defensive rebounds, 9 offensive rebounds, second opportunities.
Yeah, the, like we were talking, them pounding the ball inside the safe ball early has opened up their outside shot. You know, exactly what we were talking about for Liberty, you know, an inside presence. Right now, I mean, Liberty's got two guys that scored.
Yeah, Parker Toon with 16, Alex Toon with 8. Liberty turned it over 10 times, scored 12 in the first, 12 in the second. They got four defensive rebounds, two offensive rebounds.
And nobody else has scored.
Nobody else is
a threat to the Salem team right now other than the two Toon boys. So Liberty's got to find a presence in somebody else that can score to kind of take some pressure off to get some open
play. Yeah, to me, I mean, and we've seen it against Mountain Grove. We've seen it against the Hartville. They're playing scared.
Yeah.
Now, they may deny it. No, I'm telling you, to me, it looks like they're playing scared to death out there because,
yeah, it's just the pressure and physicality of this defense
yep.
right now. It's just pushing them and dictating what Liberty does.
Right. And, you know, Liberty can fix that. I mean, nobody wants to handle the basketball. They want to give it up real quick.
Yeah.
You know.
Or get it into a corner. You know.
Yeah,
get to the middle of the floor and attack that press.
Yeah, well, Liberty sees the opening, and it is the corner. That's where they want you to go.
Yeah, that's the reason it's open.
Yeah. So, I mean, Liberty, you know, could run a diamond press breaker. And you know, Coach Harrell maybe will make an adjustment because he's got three players down in the blocks, in the paint. He's got one in each corner, and then he's got one at the free throw line. And then two bringing it down the floor against three. And then one's coming up on each corner for a trap.
Yeah.
So, you know, Liberty's going to have to make some adjustments. They didn't spend a whole lot of time in the locker room to gather things up. But, I mean, right now, you know, this is gut-checking time right here. Salem could care less that you're 16-8 and you've only got one loss in the conference. They could care less about that right now. They're feeling pretty good about themselves. They're in there high-fiving each other in the locker room saying, we are going to kick Liberty's butt. We're up by 20, and Liberty is playing like they're just totally scared to death.
Yeah.
So, we'll take a break. We'll come back with the second half. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Built to work. Born to play, the Chevy Silverado is the truck that does it all. Power, performance, and reliability, mile after mile. If you're looking for a truck that won't let you down, it's time for a Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come see the difference the Bailey Factor makes for you.
Shopping for car insurance is confusing. Holy cow.
Great. Now we have a cow in our kitchen. Why did you say that?
Because I don't know what coverage to choose.
So just say the State Farm jingle. A State Farm agent can go over all your options with you and help choose coverage that meets your needs. Dude, cow, could you move?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby, State Farm is there.
In West Plains and in Houston.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Headed home from the game? The Anchor is open. Going to and from work, into the woods for a hunting trip, or the river, or the lake, the Anchor is open. So no matter when you are on the go, the only locally owned convenience store in town, the Anchor is open. A great food selection, snacks, drinks, fuel, and more is waiting for you. So when you're on the go, no matter what time that is, the Anchor is here for you. Highway 60, Mountain View. The Anchor.
The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
To
know weather. Now on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
All right, everybody, that winter storm is almost here, and everybody should be preparing for it. Dan in the Weather Center. Winter storm warning in effect tonight, 12 a.m. until Wednesday at 6 a.m. Don't forget A&A Quality Roofing and Howler and Electric Co-op are our severe weather sponsors. Temperatures tonight, 22 degrees. Tomorrow, a high of 25 with a low of 8. Highest likelihood on snow values will come out to around 6 to 9 inches.
A&A Quality Roofing. New roofs, no mess.
Severe weather can damage your roof. Now is a perfect time to call A&A Quality Roofing to have your roof inspected. Preventative service helps ensure you get peak performance and longevity from your roof. A&A Quality Roofing takes great pride in their work with 5-star customer approval ratings for roof siding, seamless gutters, and spray foam insulation. Raise your standards.
All right, welcome back as we head to the second half. Liberty down by 20, 44-24. Whole team coming out with their starters for Salem. Lincoln Thomas, Luke Pryor, Brody Ray, Braden Gatch, and Gavin Stabaugh. Liberty will be Parker Toon, Alex Toon, Gavin Reese, Braden Mays, Drayton Wells. Liberty basketball to start the second half. Gavin Reese will trigger it in. And the second half is underway. Alex Toon out top. Finds Reese. Reese right back to Toon. Toon back to Reese. High post to Wells. Wells goes up and in. There you go, Drayton. Been there all game, son.
Good move. Got to the middle. Got a foul. That was on. Who's that on? Three?
Yes. Number 10. Oh, Luke
there
Pryor.
There it is.
Old fashioned three is good. Salem Tiger basketball. Braden Gatch will run the point. Stabaugh catches. Stabaugh gives it off to Thomas. Thomas is going to take it in. Blocked shot. Salem Tiger basketball on their own baseline. Gatch will inbound it. Tosses it in to Ray. They feed it inside to Stabaugh. Stabaugh, nice job. Gavin Reese picked his pocket. Reese gives it up to Parker. Parker back to Reese. Alex Toon catches, skips it across to Parker. Parker for three, goes up, no good. And the rebound taken by Pryor. 7:05 to go. Tipped basketball out of bounds. Stays with Salem. Parker Toon got a piece of it. See, this was always your favorite when you had a 15 right there.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
In your ear.
Loved it.
Gash drives. Floater goes up, no good. Rebound, Reese. Alex Toon, Gavin Reese, high post. Wells. Alex Toon for three. In and out, no good. Parker Toon.
Ooh.
Rebound and the putback.
Little 5-0 run here coming out.
6:41 to go, timeout. Salem, we'll take a break as well. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
All right, welcome back. Gash puts a three up, no good. Wells with the rebound. Liberty with the basketball now. High post Wells.
12's turnaround jumper from the elbow, up no good. And the rebound goes to the Tigers. Brody Ray rolls it over to Gatch. Saipal catches. Saipal goes up. Off the mark, no good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back in. Parker Toon running the floor. Floats it in for two more. Parker Toon with 20. Long pass. Salem looks like they have the extra step on Liberty tonight. Saipal. There's a baseline run. Goes up. Shot no good. Wells with the rebound. Liberty's already matched their first half defensive rebounds right here. Gavin Reese, good look, gets a couple.
Seeing a lot more paint attacking here by Liberty in this second half.
High post, kick out, Salem, out top, Thomas for three, counting. He's got nine now, all coming from behind the three-point line. Alex Toons, Parker Toons. Parker Toon kicks it out. Gavin Reese for three. That's up. No good. Oh. Here comes the Tigers and a foul on Reese. That's his fourth. So Hines is going to come in for Gavin Reese. 49-33, 4:44 to go in the third. Gatch will toss it in. Brings it out top. It's caught. Ball was tipped by Liberty in the backcourt, so it's not a backcourt violation. Brody Ray with the basketball. Works against Alex Toon, and that's going to be a three on Alex. See how Salem is attacking Liberty's face guarding.
Yeah.
You know, that's, they're doing it right. They're like, okay, you want to get up on me? I still got my dribble, then I'm going. And a drive goes up, no good. Kept alive by Saipal. Footback goes up. Rebound taken by Hines. Parker Toon at the volleyball line. In the corner to Mays for three.
Ooh.
Good. There you go, Braden. 49-36, halfway through the third. Salem with the lead in the basketball. Gatch. Saipal goes up. Blocked. Oh, and picked up by Alex Toon. The Parker Toon. Parker Toon takes it up. Off the glass. Two more. And 49-38, 3:42 to go. Liberty chipping away. Salem with the timeout. We'll take one as well. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
Save on your next full synthetic oil change at Part City Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 Part City gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge full synthetic motor oil for $34.95. Stop by your Part City Auto Parts store today or visit PartCityAuto.com.
Your local Part City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Part City.
It's a new day, a new year. Considering a new home? If you're dreaming of a new home in 2025, I'm Teresa Gelkin, and I am here to serve your financial needs. At USA Mortgage Mountain View, your dreams quickly become reality. Give me a call today. USA Mortgage Mountain View, the home of possibility.
NMLS 468546. NMLS 2180321. Company NMLS 227262. Equal housing lender, not a commitment to lend. Additional terms and conditions apply.
All right, welcome back. Third period, 49-38, Salem. Liberty was down 20 at the half, trying to chip away. Salem, though, they're at home, and they can still look up at the scoreboard and go, we're all right.
Yep,
we're all right. We're up 11. We're all right. Tigers will bring it down the floor. Landon Hines with defense out top. Salem missed an opportunity to feed the tape ball. He was open.
Yeah, you know, Wells was trying to recover from the health defense.
Yep, that charge.
Did he get Safeball with the lid of screen out top?
Was it on Safeball?
Yep.
Well, they're calling it on Lincoln Thomas.
No.
Oh, okay.
You're right. I got you.
Eagles with the basketball again. Tigers with the pressure. And Alex Toon gets it across. Kicks it into the corner. Mays for three more off the rim. And Safeball with the rebound. That would have been big.
That would have been.
At the other end, here come the Tigers.
Ooh.
It's kind of hard because there's a lot of bumping and grinding going on, and it's working in the favor of Salem. Mays picks the foul up.
Now they're going to get Hines
with the foul.
2, 4, 6, 8.
Fouls are 12-8. High post. 3 seconds in the paint. There it is.
Even though it benefits us, I hate that call.
I do, but here's the pressure again. Liberty's got to get through it. They get it. And Liberty turns it over again. Liberty is so freaked out. Alex, my man, attack that. Attack
and just stay calm.
Yeah, just and attack it. Salem Tiger basketball. Again, now the momentum has shifted. Inside, shot goes up, no good. Safeball with the rebound. The putback, no good. Loose basketball. Salem comes up with it. A kick out for three. Good. Thomas. He's got 12 now. And again, there you go. See, Alex, you take it, you dribble, and they collapse on you, you get fouled. Liberty basketball. I think that's going to be on Lincoln Thomas. That's his first. You know, our guards, we've been making it way too easy on the press. Here's a three, top of the key. Off the mark, no good. Tip, and one and done. Play them with the rebound. 52-38, under 2 minutes to go. Looking Gash with the drive, and he gets it to go in. He's got 16. 54-38, Parker Toon. Drive, shoots, and Safeball comes up with it. Trying to play a little one-on-one basketball, but the problem was it was one-on-three. Thomas to Gatch. Gatch out top, working against Mays, drives, and a foul. That'll be on Braden Mays. 1:18 to go, 54-38. Free throw is good.
Dropped my pen about to kill somebody down there.
Braden Gatch will get another one. He's got 17 points now in the game. Missed shot. Rebound. And jump ball.
And stay with Salem.
Stay with Salem. Boy, that's a big swing right there. 1:17 to go. A three would put it right back to a 20-point lead. But they'll take a two just as easy, Lincoln Thomas. So all that work Liberty did there, and again, the pressure. Liberty gets it across. Here's a three for Alex Toon. Hits the rim, no good. Mays gets it, twists an ankle. Bucket is good for Toon. They're going to give Alex the bucket?
Yeah. Bucket's good.
Yeah, Braden, he rolled, that looks like that right ankle.
I think people left on that.
Left, yeah.
Yeah.
57 seconds to go in the 17-point ball game. Salem with the lead. And now Cooper Holden comes into the ball game. Tigers with the lead and the basketball. Again, under a minute to go. Gatch gets a double team. They get Saipal. Saipal feeds it inside. Shot up and in. Luke Pryor, easy bucket. He's got 9. Parker Toon. Alex Toon throws it away. Layup good for Braden Gatch. 21-point lead now. Liberty throws it away. 24 seconds. 61-40.
Liberty cut it to 11.
Yeah. And then just Salem turned the pressure up. And another foul. That's going to be on Alex Toon. That's his 4th. At the line is Luke Pryor, shooting 2. First one is on the way. That's good. Well, the fouls are 14-9. Second one is good. Hines, Parker Toon. Parker Toon gets it to Alex Toon. To Wells. Alex goes baseline to Holden. Liberty doesn't even get a shot off. Ouch. Ouch.
Good defense there by Salem.
Yes, indeed. So after 3, Salem up 23, 63-40. We'll take a break, come back with the 4th. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
Headed to the game? The anchor is open. Headed home from the game? The anchor is open. Going to and from work, into the woods for a hunting trip, or the river, or the lake, the anchor is open. So no matter when you are on the go, the only locally owned convenience store in town, the anchor is open. A great food selection, snacks, drinks, fuel, and more is waiting for you. So when you're on the go, no matter what time that is, the anchor is here for you. Highway 60, Mountain View, the anchor.
Hi, welcome back. Liberty down 23. So if Liberty can't come up with something here real quick, their game against Sayre is going to mean a lot less.
Yeah, absolutely correct.
Parker Toon turns it over. Driving at the other end, shot up and in. Hayden Moody. Blocking foul, that's going to be against Salem. Gatch picks up his 1st foul. Reese tosses it in. Parker Toon catches. Back to Reese from the elbow. Good. Eagles try to apply a little pressure in the backcourt. And Salem's going to shoot a layup. 2 for Luke Pryor. He's got 13. Parker Toon skips it across to Alex Toon for 3. Off the rim, no good. Liberty gets the offensive rebound. High post. Wells from the free throw line, no good. Rebound taken by Alex Toon. Alex is fouled. He'll go the line and shoot two. That's three on Saipal. Liberty's done a better job on Gavin. He had 17 first half points. He's only got two now.
Yeah, they're playing a little more physical with him on the inside.
But Liberty's just, they have turned it over way too much. And Alex makes them both. Kicked, stays with Taylor. So Gavin Reese is back in. Wells comes out. Liberty's going to go a little smaller. Tigers down on the corner. Baseline up. Foul on Liberty. That's going to be on Hines. To the line will be Luke Fryer. Alex Toon with four. Landon Hines with three. Gavin Reese with four. Braden Mays with two. Drayton Wells with two. Parker Toon don't have any fouls. First one is good. Second one is good. Alex Toon drive, shoot. Oh, and they're not going to charge. Had a charge. So,
that's going to be five, on,
five on Alex. He's fouled out. 12 points for Alex. And it will be Salem basketball. So, who do you put in? Oh, well, you got Cooper Holden. Nope. Who is it?
Roger Hefner.
Roger Hefner. Tigers, 69, Liberty, 44. Thomas gets the safe all, but Reese gets the steal. That's just the sixth turnover for the Salem Tigers. Now we got a foul, and that's going to be on Lincoln Thomas, his second. Team foul number three. 6:28 to go. Parker Toon out top. Gets it to Hefner. Back to Parker Toon. Parker Toon with the drive, the one-hand floater, up no good. And the rebound taken by Saipal. Thomas in the backcourt, working against Parker. Gets it to Saipal. Saipal is going to go all the way up. Shoots no good. Hines with the rebound. And the foul by the Tigers.
And again, 10, Luke Pryor, his third.
Hines gets it, gives it right back to Reese. Hefner for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Pryor.
Nobody back.
Nobody back. Saipal for two. He's got 21. 71-44. Parker Toon drives, shoots, scores. Tigers in the driver's seat. And we got a timeout. It'll be with Tigers. They'll keep possession. 5:22 to go in this ball game. Tigers 71, Liberty 46. We'll be back in 30. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank,
proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
71-46. Liberty just getting the wood laid to them. And it's not going to get any easier. Their senior night against Thayer.
Yeah.
You know, you got, in these games like this with the physical play, you've got players that are way too hesitant, and then you got players that try to do too much. And,
yeah, you just kind of got to let the game come to you and take the little pieces that it gives you.
Yeah.
And it may be different from one quarter to the next.
But I will never, ever, for the life of me, understand you got a full court press, you inbound it, and then you just hold the ball and wait for the defense to come to you.
Yeah.
When it's 3-on-2, you know, Tigers with the basketball on the baseline, and that's a walk. That's just the 7th turnover for Salem tonight. Reese inbounds it to Parker. Parker back to Reese. Reese gets it from Wells. Liberty turns it over. Salem, safe ball, goes up and is fouled and will go to the line and shoot two. You know, Liberty, they're a finesse team. They're, you know, glitzy, glamour type. They want to hit the three or the dribble drive.
Yeah.
You know, Salem, they're a gritty team.
Yeah, they want to live inside.
Yeah, yeah.
They want to let Saipaw and, the other big kid there,
Pryor.
They want them to kind of carry the load.
Parker Toon goes up, can't get it to go. Rebound for the Salem Tigers. 4:45 to go. Tip ball goes out of bounds. Last touched. Maybe the official knows it should be Salem basketball.
No,
they're going to give it to Liberty. Okay.
I'll say it went off of his leg.
Reese. The Parker Toon. See, they're that drive, and Liberty turns it over. All Liberty's opponents are doing with this press, they're just attacking the passing lane because we're waiting for the defender to come on us, and it's like, okay, now you only got one spot to go. They just,
yep,
attack the lane, tip it to another player. Thomas gets it inside. Thomas gets it back, opposite corner. Toss back out. Gaps. Now they go inside. Reverse layup.
That was pretty.
That sure was. Liberty
Ray.
Liberty gets it to Wells. Wells shot blocked by Saipaw.
Saipaw's having a ball game tonight.
Yeah, he is. 74-46. Inside Saipaw. Can't get it to go. Tip, safe, although he gets the rebound, dishes it off. One-hand floater goes up. That's no good. Another offensive rebound. Salem resets out top. Parker Toon gets hit with the foul. That's his first. Salem's got 20 defensive rebounds, 18 offensive rebounds.
With 3:32 left in this one.
Braden Gatch will get the inbound toss. Mays, back to safe ball, goes up, two more. Liberty has no answer for him.
No.
Double team, that's going to be a foul. Right now, Parker's catching it from the fans. Or the pep club.
Yep. Roy Stevens is going to pick up that foul.
That's his third, isn't it?
Yep.
Toon at the line. First one's good. 76-47. Second one is no good. And Salem turns it over. That's their eighth turnover of the game.
Yep.
Eagles with the basketball. Three for Parker Toon. In and out. No good. Liberty really needs to get a bucket or they're going to get the turbo clock turned on. And they're going to get the turbo clock called on. Drayton Wells picks up his third, and that's going to put Gavin Safe off the line shooting two. Salem up 29. That is good. Running clock now. Well, they haven't turned it on, so now they have. Second one, no good. Liberty gets the rebound. Gavin Reese pulls it down. And foul. That's going to send Parker Toon back to the line. They're going to get Safe Paul, which is fourth. But the clock continues to run. Liberty was Liberty, they weren't turboed against Hartville.
No, they were not.
First one's good. That'll shut the clock off.
Salem's going to empty the bench.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this game's over. It was actually over in the first half.
Yeah.
Liberty did try to make a run in the third, but just fell apart. Brian Thompson comes in for Liberty. Also, Cooper Holden checks in. Second one's no good. Rebound, Salem. Inside. Shot put up, no good. Salem gets the rebound. Loose ball. Salem, I've got Salem with 19 offensive rebounds.
They've done a very, very good job on the boards tonight.
And then 20 defensive rebounds. Landon Hines. He's going to be fouled. Landon will go to the line. Chance to get in the scorebook if he can make a couple free throws. Well, Mama said there'd be days like this.
Yes.
First one's good. So Landon is in the scorebook. Second one is good. I would not want to be at practice tomorrow and Wednesday.
No.
I would, it's probably going to be a pretty rough physical practice. Thompson gets a defensive board for Liberty. Chester, Hefner, Hines, Thompson. He thought about shooting it, didn't he? Chester, Hefner for three. Good. There you go. Seconds to go, 77-53. It was a pure old... Liberty got taken to the woodshed. Tigers sporking it out side to side. There's a baseline. Reverse layup. Good.
Ryan Palmer.
Landon Hines with the one-hander goes up. No good. Jester gets the bucket. And that's the ball game. Salem destroys Liberty 79-55 on the road on a Monday night. And Liberty's got a lot of work to do. You got districts coming up. You got Thayer coming up. And had a chance, had a crack at a share of a SCA title. That slipped away here tonight in Salem, 79-55. The scoring for Salem, Lincoln Thomas at 14. 15 for Luke Fryer. 2 for Caden Moody. 2 for Brody Ray. 19 for Braden Gatch. 26 for Gavin Safall. Eli Wolford had 2. 39 rebounds in the game. Whew. 20 defensive, 19 offensive. Liberty with 21. Liberty was out-rebounded 39-21 tonight. Scoring, Parker Toon at 26, Alex Toon with 12, Landon Hines with 2, Gavin Reese with 4, Braden Mays with 3, Roger Hefner with 3, Trayton Wells with 3. Liberty turned it over 5, 10, 15, 19 turnovers for Liberty to 6, 7, 8. Yep. I mean, you out-rebounded 39-21. Turnovers 19-8. Yep, that's a butt whipping. Yeah, Liberty shoot goes 4 of 21 from behind the three line. And so many of those were forced and rushed and way too deep.
Yeah. Yeah, it was not. Salem took Liberty out of their ball game the first trip down the floor tonight.
Yeah. Well, again, and we've said it. Other players, when Parker, Alex, Gavin is getting that much attention defensively, the other two's got to step up.
Absolutely.
They got to take those one-on-ones. When they get it and they're one-on-one, they got to take that person to the rim.
Yeah, and like when we come out in the second half and we cut the lead, you know, it was 20 at the half, we cut it to 11. What they were doing, I mean, we were attacking the paint, you know. We were 3 straight trips scoring in the paint, rattle off, you know, it's a 7-0 run. We cut the lead in half almost, and then we quit going, you know, we quit going to it and went right back to what we were doing in the first half.
Well, the worst loss of the year.
Yeah. We was 25 at Hartville.
Yep. So, Salem. Good job, Salem Tigers.
They Blue played
Tigers.
Well. They played well.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. You know, this is the first. Well, I mean, I've seen them in the football holiday tournament, but, you know, they probably played about as good as they could. They played
Absolutely.
All year.
I agree with that.
You know, almost scored 80 on Liberty. So, yeah. Bad loss for the Liberty Eagles, and I mean, it really takes a lot of momentum away.
It does.
Because you had a lot to play for. You gotta erase all that and get ready for Friday night. But boy, I tell you, coaches I know, I'd be dreading practice the rest of the week.
Yes.
All right, for Dylan back to studio, I'm Gary Lee. We'll say God bless, good night. See you Friday or Thursday for Lady Eagle basketball.
Or Saturday.
So here's kind of what's going down. Girls play Thursday, senior night. It's there. The boys play there on Friday night, senior night. But if the weather and, you know, it's coming, if it's not played, there'll be a doubleheader on Saturday. And then, of course, we head to district. So, again, for Dylan, Tyler, I'm Gary Lee. And God bless. Good night.
Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9, brought to you by Able Insurance, the Bank of Birchtree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Anchor Convenience Store, Bailey Chevrolet Pontiac and GMC, Current Incorporated, Greg's Body Shop, Parts City Mountain View Auto Parts, The Ozark Trading Post, Ozarks Healthcare, Shelter Insurance, Andrea McNew, Simmons Bank, Southwest Baptist University Mountain View, State Farm Insurance, Justin Shelby, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC, USA Mortgage, Teresa Gelkin in Mountain View, and the West Plains Bank and Trust Company. This wraps up another edition of Liberty Eagles Basketball on the Fox 96.9. This broadcast was a production of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of the Ozark Marketing Company.